What's up? What's up? What's up, y'all? Listen, y'all asked for more content and for me to be a little bit more consistent, and here I am. Look at this. A week later. But what's up? Hope all is well. Y'all, I'm currently... This allergy season got me fucked up, and I probably said the last allergy season, but I've been getting, like, rashes, and I went to the doctor, and they're like, oh, allergy season, blah, 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 blah. I don't like it. And it's on my legs. Y'all know how much I love my legs. But anyways, so we'll jump right into it. So I was talking to two friends, and I'm going to figure out how I'm going to do this, but I was talking to two friends, two separate conversations, and we were talking about, like, girl code when you're outside. And within girl code while we're outside, it's like, what are things that happen? Like, if your friend got a nigga, but a nigga trying to talk to her, she entertaining it, do you shut it down, like, with her? Do you tell your friends about niggas who ain't shit? Stuff like that. And I'm like, bro, yeah. So then the question came up of, when a nigga's trying to talk to you, and you with your friends, do you make him buy her, like, your friends a drink too? That reminded me of something. So, of course, this is about to result into a story time. So, it's just like, this is more so going to be about, like, things that I don't like. Or not necessarily don't like, but things that I try to make sure. All right, push forward with these loud-ass mufflers. Things that I try to put in place when me and my friends go out. Now, if you've been out with me, you know. Well, you don't even got to go out with me to know this. I love, like, getting dressed. If I decide that I'm going to get dressed, and what I mean by that is I'm putting on, and, like, I ain't wearing no sneakers. Because when I put on sneakers, I'm a little boy now. Like, it's very rare that I, even when I have on, like, Converse, I see girls put on Converse and they be super cute. I'm a nigga. Like, if I got on sneakers, I'm being a little boy. But if I decide to get dressed, like, heels, sandals, I'm dressed. Face beat. I recently started doing my makeup again because I had this patch of acne on my face that I didn't want to cover with makeup for a long time. And it was like a problem area for me, but my skin is clear. Thank you, Jesus. Shout out to my mom for her little regimen. But makeup on, and there are times where I get dressed and I don't put makeup on, but, like, I'm always that friend that's going to be like, I'm getting dressed. I tell y'all this. In the past, I've made exceptions for my friends. It was just like, okay, you know, she don't like to do the most like I do the most. She don't look crazy. I made exceptions because I understood that. And it's not that I no longer understand that, but, like, y'all be coming outside looking crazy, and then you be feeling the type of way that you got on this, and that, and I have on biker shorts and a t-shirt. I told you I was being dressed. I absolutely hate when motherfuckers try to incorporate Crocs in all outfits. Like, bro, I don't expect anybody, because y'all know me, I love fashion. So I don't expect you to go and drop money on All Saints, Free People, Urban Outfitters, shit like that. I don't expect you to spend the type of money that I spend, but I do expect you to be presentable and to look presentable. I do expect you to have a good wig on. And I know y'all probably tired of me making comments about people's wigs, but, like, if you just don't look good, and it's not that I don't want to go outside with you, I just really don't, I don't know what to tell you. I don't want to be outside with you, because, especially on a day where I'm dressed, like, if I'm dressed, y'all, I want my friends to be dressed too. Or dressed, like, and I'm not saying dressed to the extent of me, I'm saying you still doing you, you're still in your realm of comfortability, but you look good. We can't be outside, two of us looking like little boys, and then the other of us, you know, if it's something that we always already out and we decide to link, that's different. But when we plan to go and bust it down that fucking girl too, and you got on fucking biker shorts and a crop top and you mad, sis, bye. Adios. Stay home. But that's, like, girl code for me. Now, when I'm outside, if my friends, you know, I have a friend who be wearing wigs and they be sliding back, I be like, girl, fix your wig. Your wig is sliding back. That type of stuff. If something don't look good, I be like, I don't think you should wear that. But that's just the relationship that I have with my friends. You and your friends may not have that relationship. Maybe they get offended. I don't know. But I'm just telling you how things go with me. When it comes to niggas, because this is more so what question A was about. If I'm at the table with my friends, so We at the table and a nigga walks up to the table and he's trying to talk to me and he's doing it in front of my friends, I'd be like, bro, you interrupted us, buy us a drink. But if we at the bar and he up in my ear whispering, nigga, buy me the drink. Not that I don't give a fuck about my friends, but you brought that energy straight to me. Buy me the fucking drink. If you interrupt our dinner, buy the table a fucking drink. Like, you need to buy us a fucking pitcher of margaritas because you interrupted our whole fucking dinner. And that's how I look at stuff. Now, the story time, I feel like I told y'all this story before. I could be wrong. But I'm gonna tell y'all the story. And there may be details that I'm missing that may be important for y'all. Bear with me because I was an outsider looking in on the situation, although it still affected me. So, last summer we was at Girl 2. It was me, Kayla, and for the sake of the story, we're gonna call this girl... Sarah Lee. I said Sarah Lee because Sarah Lee Bird is right in front of me. So it was me, Kayla, and Sarah Lee. We were the girls. We were with our guy friends, but we were the three girls that were there for the day. We're at Girl 2, chilling, smoking hookah, getting drinks. So many people don't realize, me and Kayla, obviously our cousins, but me and Kayla, like, if you get drunk, I get drunk. That's us. Like, it's very rare that one of us is drunk and the other one's sober when we would be out. So, something that often happens with me and Kayla, and we didn't realize it until, we never realize that we're doing this until we're drunk. Kayla will get the first margarita, and I'll be like, I kind of want another one. Do you want another one? And then I go order it, and then that's my round. Like, I paid for that round of margaritas. And then when it comes to the third one, Kayla was like, I think you should get another one. And then that's her round. We go round for round, and then we be drunk as fuck, and we never know what round is what knocked us out, but... That's how it goes. So this particular day, Kayla was like, yo, I'm gonna get another drink. Like, you want one? So I'm like, okay, cool. Kayla and Sarah Lee go to the bar. While they're at the bar, let me give this man a nickname. Uno, because that's also funny to me. Uno and Highlighter were at the bar. Now, that day, I had just met Highlighter. I don't have a relationship with Highlighter. I don't even remember what Highlighter's real name is. So, for all I know, his real name may even be Highlighter. I don't know. But Uno was at the bar. Now, Uno didn't see me, but he is someone who does the normal, if Kayla is here, now I must be here. So, he walks up to Kayla and Sarah Lee. Hey, how y'all doing? He's seeing that they're buying drinks. So, he says directly to Kayla, like, I'll pay for your drinks. Now, I don't know how he said it. I don't know where the Discord was. And, like, somewhere along the lines, Sarah Lee assumed that her drink would be included in that. And it was not. So, they leave the bar. Sarah Lee, Kayla come back to the table. And we're sitting there chatting. I'm sitting facing the bar. Kayla has her back to the bar. And Stacy waving her hand so she can get my attention. I'm like, what's up? She's like, bro. Hey, Kayla. I'm like, all right. Kayla, Stacy wants you. We thought nothing of it because that's the norm. Like, I have been sitting down in my seat and Stacy has called me over to ask me about my hair color. She asked me to do her a favor. Like, it was normal for us to get called over there. I thought nothing of it. So once she's talking to Kayla, I could see Kayla make a face and I knew that something was up. I was like, bro, what the fuck? Kayla comes back to the table and she whispers to Sarah Lee and then Sarah Lee goes to the bar. Kayla texts me, he ain't paid for a drink. We have a whole moment about it via text message because what? Like, Uno and Highlighter come to the table. Highlighter gets introduced to me. Like I said, I don't remember this man's name. And Uno's like, did you get your drink? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, okay, because I paid for y'all's drink. At this point, the guys at the table was kind of catching on to, like, Sarah Lee didn't get her drink paid for. But it wasn't confirmed to them. I had known right before Uno got to the table that he didn't pay for her drink. So I walk away with Uno. He's like, I don't know why that girl thought I was going to pay for her drink. She not y'all. And I just laughed it off. Like, kiki. It is what it is. I laughed it off. I was over and done with it. But I realized for the rest of the night, Sarah Lee had gotten super drunk to compensate for not getting her drink paid for. But it was also to, like, try to prove to Uno and Highlighter, like, I don't need y'all to pay for the drink type shit. And that was one of those moments where you don't need to buy my friend a drink. Like, I never checked her on it because she didn't make, honestly, that night, that was the least of our worries when it came to Sarah Lee. She done did some fuck shit. And there's definitely an episode about it. It's probably in like September, October, November, somewhere in there. I talked about it. But like, it was one of those things like, sis, you don't deserve a drink. I'm not about to sit here and tell this man to buy you a drink. Like, he didn't interrupt what we was doing. He was at the bar and he, of my understanding, let Kayla know what was up. Like, I'm buying this drink for you and I, and this is what it is. And it just goes to say, like, all niggas don't gotta buy all your friends a drink. And I know, like, there's been situations with my bros, Leonard and Sir, they ain't buying everybody. Like, I see them pick and choose their battles of buying every woman at the table or in the group a drink. And I totally understand where they be coming from. Like, it's not necessary for everyone in the friends group to get a fucking drink. And he didn't even, like I said, one, his energy was directed to Kayla, of my understanding. And then two, like, sis, why would you even assume that your drink was covered? Because when y'all went to the bar, you knew that Kayla was paying for me and her because she was buying me and her round of, like, that was our round of margaritas. You was buying your own. So where from the table to the bar did you get confused? That's that. When it comes to, like, your friends getting put onto stuff and, like, stuff like that outside, when a nigga tries to talk to my friends, I pay attention because, and I pay more attention to my friend than the nigga because there's been times when my friends have not wanted to talk to a nigga and he just didn't understand it. And I had to come in and be like, can you leave her alone? And I have no problem with doing that. I don't think, you know, it has to be a character thing. I have no problem with telling a nigga to leave my friend alone. And that's just how that goes. But I don't have a problem telling somebody to leave my friend alone. I don't have a problem with intervening and pulling my friend out of a situation. I have no problem with arguing with a man. I almost hit one before. But, like, it's a case-by-case thing. If I know some dirt on a nigga, I will try to interject and be like, friend, we don't need this ancient-ass nigga. And sometimes I'll text my friend. It depends on the vibe of, like, what's happening. Like, that nigga ain't shit. Be mindful. There are even times, and I'll say it, fellas, because I know y'all be trying to say that we do this, and we do. But there are times when I say to my friend, like, that nigga ain't shit, but he's willing to buy you drinks, he's willing to buy a bottle or whatever it is, entertain it. And then after, don't let it go nowhere. I've done it before. It's really, like, I don't want to say it's nothing, but, like, I'm not gonna lie, I've done it before. I've put friends on to niggas because of money. But I think y'all should all just go with the nigga. But again, like, things like that is a case-by-case situation. When my friends get too drunk and they're doing the most, I hold it down. I hold it down to an extent. And I know this is something else that me and my friend have discussed with this particular section A of the question. I do my absolute best to make sure that nobody gets, no one gets hurt. But I also, there's a level of self-awareness that I need my friends to have. Like, when my friends get drunk as fuck to the point where they don't want to listen, if you don't want to listen, I'm not going to force you to listen. I'm going to say what I have to say. I give my drunk friends 3 opportunities. I'd be like, listen, bitch, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. After that third let's go, if you don't got it, if you don't understand it, I'm not babysitting you, bro. I'm gonna leave you. And I know people may say that's wrong of me, but bro, if I'm telling you to let's go and you don't want to leave, I can't force you to stay. I mean, I can't force you to come with me. You're gonna want to stay, so you do what you have to do. You need to be responsible enough to understand that you are drunk, you're making the decisions that you're making, and you need to get yourself home. Because if I drag you out, you don't want to get dragged out. I hate when people be causing the scene. So it's just like, bro, figure it out yourself. I don't know what y'all want me to do. I'm not gonna figure it out for you. And that's that. Now, the second part, which also calls for a story time. because I can explain it to you. I can tell you what I've been through to help you guys understand this aspect of things. But I can't, like, I went through it with a friend group. I didn't go through it.
What the fuck was that?
I went through it with a friend group. I didn't go through it like I was in the position. So here is part two of the question. How do you navigate girl code / loyalty when you're dealing with people who are your friends, but they're not necessarily friends of each other? And me and, for the sake of this, I'm calling my friend Kalisha. Me and Kalisha both were in the middle of a situation like this with two people that are our friends. So we have Tiffany and Robin, who they're our friends, but they're not friends of each other. And I just gave them nicknames for the sake of this. But Tiffany and Robin had been talking to this guy, Daquan. And just so y'all know, I'm using nicknames, like I said. But I got everyone's permission to do this part of the story time because it was super recent. Like, this stuff happened within the last 2 years and there is now a child involved. So I did not want to, like, tell somebody's business and then they weren't comfortable. It's not the normal story time where I could be anonymous and people don't care. Like, these are my friends. This is their livelihood. This is, like, I just didn't want to cross those lines. So I asked for permission before I decided to tell the story. So I'm gonna jump right into it. So Tiffany worked with Daquan and Robin was Daquan's neighbor. So I personally, me and Kalisha didn't know Daquan. We only knew of Daquan for when we would go and see Robin. And this is, let's say Robin comes to us beginning of March. She's like, I like Daquan. I really want to shoot my shot. I don't know how. So this is beginning of March now. Listen to the timeline. So I'm like, girl, you need to tell him, like, you know, the next time he's taking the garbage out on some waiting to exhale type shit, you know, watch him, bring him some food or something, let him watch you walk away. We laughed it off. She's like, okay, that's what I'm gonna do. So about 2 weeks later, she tells me she, you know, told him she was interested in him. They were gonna go on a date. So about a month later, now a month in, Robin and Daquan has gone on like 4 dates. Super romanticless dates. Like, they've gone to dinner, they've gone and got coffee, they went to Target together. It was dates that counted as dates, but it wasn't like they were trying to get in a relationship with each other. A month in, Tiffany tells me that her work boo, Daquan, is now in a different department and she could actively shoot her shot. I'm like, go for it, do it. Now, this conversation was only with me and Tiff. It didn't happen with Kalisha. So Kalisha didn't know anything about anything. I also didn't know that Daquan from work was Daquan the neighbor. I just had no clue because Tiff never showed me what he looked like. He actually has, even to this day, he doesn't have social media, which I love about him, but he has no social media. The type of work that they do, they don't have like a website or anything where his face was plastered on anything. So she just described him to me and he was beautiful. So she shoot her shot with him and he explains to her, like, this is now mid-April. He's like, I do think you're attractive. Let's get to know each other. But I'm actively dating. I've been talking to this other girl, and he's referring to Robin. Was very upfront with Tiff. He's like, you know, we don't have a sexual relationship, but we're vibing, getting to know each other. Later that day, he has the same conversation with Robin. Like, I just want to let you know before we go any further, I am actively dating. At this very moment, it's you and one other girl. I don't have a sexual relationship with her. I don't plan on having a sexual relationship with her anytime soon, or with you anytime soon. I just really want to get to know you guys. Both parties agreed that that was fine with them. They continued to date this man. Now, fast forward to end of May. Each of them, Tiff and Daquan doing very well. Robin and Daquan doing very well. Robin tells him, like, you know, we're doing very well with each other. I'm not trying to put a title on anything, but, like, I just need to know how serious are you trying to be, because I know we are you're actively dating, but she's like, I'm trying to have a sexual relationship somewhere. Him and Robin are like, okay. They take that step further. He does tell Tiffany, like, hey, I had sex with someone. We use a condom, blah, blah. I could understand if you don't want to see me anymore. I could understand if you do, because me and this person, we just had sex. It wasn't nothing serious. And Tiff was like, okay, I'm cool with that. You're honest. You gave me the option to want to stay or not. So I'm going to stay, which is absolutely understandable. Girl. Daquan then started lying and leaving out the truth. and was ended up having sex with both of them. And obviously, me and Kalisha had no clue that neighbor Daquan was work Daquan. Like, we just had no fucking clue. Juneteenth comes around and someone, Tiff's community, she looks like a giddy community. They had a big ass, like, Juneteenth community block party type shit within the apartment complex, and she invited all of her work people. She also invited me and my friends. So Tiff actually knows someone who lives in the building too. Robin knows someone who works in the building too. So Robin was like, I'm gonna be there already, like, just, you know, see if she would be okay with me chopping it up with y'all, with my other friend. Ran by Tiff, she was like, yeah, like, that's your friend, I have no problem with her, you know. Okay, obviously they don't have a relationship, but that's your friend, like, that's you and Kalisha's friend, she's mad cool, Brick, tell her to pull up. The neighbor, so Robin's friend, who is Tiff's neighbor, was like, okay, cool. Daquan was there, y'all, and that's when the cat came out of the bag of, like, he's messing with the two of them. Like I said, me and Kalisha had no clue that this Daquan was the same Daquan that we just didn't know. But they didn't make it hot that they was talking to each other. So he walks up to Tiff, gives her a hug. He's with their coworker, so, like, he hugs her to keep it pushing. They kept it cute, professional. I don't think that they had told anyone at work that they were messing with each other, so they kept it real professional. But he was, like, on Robin. And Tiff comes up to me, and she's like, you see the nigga right there in the gray sweatpants? Me and Kalisha look over. I'm like, yeah, Daquan, what about him? She's like, oh, you know him. I'm like, yeah, that's Robin's neighbor. He's mad cool. She's like, that's the one from work. And immediately, me and Kalisha look at each other like, bitch, what? And she's like, yeah, that's my work boo. And he's spending the night tonight after all this is over. But we didn't tell anybody from work. This is when we confirmed that no one from work knew, which is why he hugged her the way he hugged her. We also found out, like, we need to say something to Robin. So Kalisha backed out. Kalisha actually went the fuck home, which I should have went the fuck home too, but I didn't. I walked over to Robin and I was just like, hey, like, update me on, like, now at this point, it's just me and Robin together. Everyone else that we were with had left, and Tiff hadn't started, like, doing line dance and shit with her family and her neighbors and shit. That, so we, it was just a me and Robin moment. So I'm like, so talk to me about the situation with Daquan. And she's like, girl, he was all up on me, it was great, da da da. So she's like, we've been having sex and da 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 da. And as I'm talking to her, he texts her and he was just like, I really enjoy you. I'm supposed to stay the night out tonight, but I think I'm gonna come home. Like, I just want to be with you. Like, I'm vibing with you. He was like, I really like you. I wasn't supposed to like you. It wasn't one of those things where, like, I was open to liking you, but it just wasn't, like, I'm really trying to focus on what I got going on with my work and my career. But, like, I really enjoy you. So I ended up telling her in that very moment, like, before you respond to this, let me tell you what's up. I told her, I was very neutral with her, and was just like, he's been honest with you about everything. And I'm like, him and Tiff got a thing. At that point in time, I didn't think him and Daquan and Tiffany hadn't had sex at that point in time. So I told her everything that I knew, and I was like, moving forward, like, I don't want to know nothing because now I'm in the middle of this shit. She was like, oh, Kalisha know? Yeah, Kalisha know, and Kalisha went home. She ain't got nothing to say about none of this. She ain't got nothing. She not doing it, which I personally respected. Like, you don't got to stay here or nothing. You don't got to be a part of it. Go home. Whatever. When I got the opportunity, I sat Tiff down, told Tiff the same shit. Keep me out of it. I'm telling you what I know. Moving forward, I don't want to know nothing. If this goes really good, I'm happy for you. If it goes really bad, I'm sorry for you. Same thing. Literally the same exact advice that I gave Robin. So Robin goes home because it's now late. It's time for everybody to start going home. Robin goes home and Daquan ends up staying at Tiff's house for a little bit. He has sex with Tiff. And then he goes home and he spends the night with Robin and has sex with Robin. And that this part of the story is where it becomes he said, she said, because I told him not to tell me anything. Like, I didn't want the screenshots or anything like that. So Tiffany and Robin finally, like, have a conversation with each other. Daquan did not know that they were having a conversation. And they're pretty much like, oh, like, what did he say to you? They compare each other's notes. Tiffany knew that he was having sex with Robin, but Robin didn't know that he was having sex with Tiffany. They ended up, Tiffany and Robin ended up talking to each other, being okay with the situation. Robin was like, you could have him. Tiffany was like, okay, because I really like him. I didn't want to step on anybody's toes. So Robin ends everything. They become regular neighbors again. He asks Tiffany to be his girlfriend. Tiffany has a cookout. I go. He asked her to be the girlfriend for all of us. It was like a girlfriend proposal. It was actually really cute. And like 2 months of them being boyfriend and girlfriend, Robin finds out that she's pregnant. And that is when both me and Kalisha had to take a stand and be like, bro, like, he was telling the truth. Like, he admitted the truth. He admitted the truth, which was the fact that he was actually having sex with Tiffany too. According to what each party has told me, he was having protected sex with Tiffany and unprotected sex with Robin, which either way, both of them should have been aware of what was going on. I think that he was very wrong. Damn. He was very wrong for having sex with one and not saying it to the other. Like, you gave them the option to stay or go with everything else, but with this, it just became super messy. I wanted to ask him, like, I still don't have a relationship with him like that. Like, my god baby is here. I'm very proud of my friend. She had a very successful pregnancy, very healthy baby. That baby is so cute. I love my little baby. She's so cute. But, like, you ain't have to lie. Like, admitting the truth is a lie. And, like, you didn't have to. You gave them the option up front. Like, if you were fucking with Tiff and she was okay with being somebody else that you fucked to, why couldn't you just let it be known? Like, what if Robin didn't want to share you? And she should have had that opportunity to not share you sexually or to walk away. You didn't give her the opportunity. And these are things that I've said to him. But I just want to know, why did you hold that out? Like, we've never talked about the why things, but you should have just given her the opportunity. And this is not about him. It's about how I handle it as like a friend. But me and Kalisha, there was a time where, like, Tiffany was hurt, rightfully so, because she's sitting here thinking that she is in a relationship with someone. This is their exclusive thing, and not necessarily saying that the baby ruined them, because it didn't, but she walked away. Like, go work on your family. I am happy to say that both of them, both Robin and Tiffany, have moved on. Daquan is an amazing father. Amazing, amazing father. And I want to say, shout out to my friends for moving on and being able to learn from the situation. They weren't friends then, but they are great friends of each other now. which is something that I absolutely love. Like, y'all took this situation, and it could have gone way worse. I love the maturity that you guys had when you handled it, because, like I said, it could have been way worse. Daquan, I appreciate you. One, just shout out to you, Black King, for being a father and being active in your child's life. He did not miss anything in that pregnancy. The only time he ever missed anything is when he had COVID. And even within having COVID, he was as present as can be. I appreciate you for that, because my father's not a part of my life. And I have not had COVID, and I thank God for that. But my dad wouldn't even know if I had COVID or not. So, sir, I just want to say, all of the girls who be looking at, who see that, you know, there are Black dads who are active in their children's life. And for girls who don't have their dad, like, things like that mean a lot to us. And it just makes me so happy that you are there and a part of your child's life. He treats both Tiffany and Robin with the utmost respect. He absolutely, the relationship that he has obviously with Tiff is not the same as it was before, but they're very cordial, and I appreciate the maturity that you guys have with the situation. Cause like I said, it could have been messy. My advice for people who may go through something like this moving forward is take your stance and stand by it. I didn't want to know once I found out that this was the same nigga, I didn't want to know anything that was moving forward, because if Tiffany decided to stay and Robin decided to continue to mess with him, I didn't want it to become one of those things where, like, it's not to say that these women would do this, but I've seen women go tit for tat with the woman rather tit for tat with the man. And I don't even think that it's okay for you to go tit for tat with the man either. But I've seen it go super horrible. They fought each other because of the stuff that the guy was saying. And I'm proud of my friends. My friends rock. Like I said, Daquan, I'm very, very proud of you. I know you won't listen to this because everybody listens to the episode that's about them. But I'm very proud of you as a Black man being able to step up. Shout out to you for being an amazing accountant as well, Daquan. Shout out to Black men and their career paths. I think that everything that you are doing is great. Shout out to Tiff with her hair business. You're doing the thing, girl. You're killing it. I'm so, so, so happy for you. So excited for your big move. She's moving to New York soon. And at some point, I will be able to talk to her and reveal who she is. Within, you know, her time of everything. I know she probably listens to this and may get emotional. And same thing for Robin. Like, Robin, she is working. Robin's baby is now, ...11 months. Oh, wow. She'll be one soon. This is crazy. yeah, she'll be one soon. She'll be 11 months at the end of this month. But she'll still be one soon. She is killing it. Robin was able to graduate with her master's despite all of the craziness that was happening. She had one semester left and she killed it. And she's a master. She has her master's degree in finance, I believe that's what the degree is in. Don't kill me if I fucked it up. And she's a mommy and she's doing a great job. She just bought her house. I'm so proud of you. I love you, friends. Even you, Daquan, even though me and you are not friends. But I see what you're doing. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all for letting me use your situation as a way to help guide people and answer our friend's question. And like I said, I just hope, take your stance and stand by it. Don't be neutral and say, I hear what you're going through, I have nothing to say. Be that person that they could vent to. Keep your opinion to yourself, because it could get super, super fucking messy. I hope you guys like this little quick segment. It was only two episodes, but I hope you're able to learn from it. I hope this helped you put some things in perspective. If not, then we'll figure it out. But be blessed, y'all. I'll hear from y'all next week.